It's all about cotton. This is I Grow Cotton, presented by Cotton Incorporated. After this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
When it comes to agriculture and exports, we all know the importance of China. Will China continue being a big dog on the block? John Devine, economist with Cotton Incorporated, explains.
Chinese economic growth, GDP terms, expected to be flat, but expected nonetheless to be strong. Their growth rate's around 5-6%, while growth rates here in the U.S. probably going to be around 2-3%. Population issues probably going to start affecting Chinese demand. Their growth rate in terms of population is slowing. Their population also aging. Their one-child policy leading to a higher proportion of their population being older. And when you take a look at expectations for Chinese population levels, they're actually expected to start depopulating by the time we get to 2030. But there's still some good news there. There's incomes in China are rising rapidly. Retail apparel spending consistently increasing 10-15% year over year for the past several years. We expect that to continue. Other good news, China is starting to shift its economic growth from one based on investment more towards one based on consumption, meaning more consumer spending. And that transformation really is just starting now. So China has started running, but they've got a long ways to go in terms of the strength of the growth that we can expect from that market.
And with another edition of Growing Cotton, I'm Tony St. James.